been talking guns, and specifically the debate between Piers Morgan and Alex Jones, which really was more of an Alex Jones rant, because Piers Morgan hardly got a word in edgewise. And you can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that you want as well. You certainly don't have to talk about that topic, though a lot of people have had some opinions that they've wanted to share. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number that's brought to you by SACL CAI. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with taking your phone calls here, and also got some more Facebook responses to share with you on this topic. Let's go to Cygnus, who's calling from Missouri, though. You can bring up anything. Go ahead, Cygnus. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was watching a movie the other day, and I thought I saw Ian in it.
You may very well have seen me. Which movie?
The Machinist.
What's that?
No, afraid not. He just dropped off the line, by the way. But it's funny, though, and I can see where the resemblance is coming from.
Who's this?
Johnny Ray, do you want to explain it?
Well, I haven't seen The Machinist.
But, oh, you haven't?
But Christian Bale, right?
Yes.
Christian Bale, and he lost a ton of weight to play the role.
Skinny guy jokes? I do love those.
Yeah, he really does look like me, and there's a serious resemblance in when he's playing that role, because he has lost a lot of weight, and I'm a pretty skinny dude, and the facial hair is similar, if I'm recalling correctly. I have seen the film. It's actually a pretty good movie. It's one of those kind of mind-bender films where the machinist, in this case, the title character, is basically gone insane for lack of sleep. He's got a serious problem with not being able to get to sleep, and is what he's experiencing reality or is it not? Is kind of the general gist of the film.
Mm-hmm. I stopped absorbing new culture at about 1998. So I hear about all these wonderful movies and all these new techniques and storytelling have come about, and I'm pretty much stuck on, The Hunt for Red October. And
But you were saying in the last hour, Johnny Ray, that you've started listening to Alex Jones, and I made a statement that I didn't get a chance to back up, and Mark, you suggested that I do this, and I think it's a good idea, that I wouldn't recommend that if I were you. And the reason I say that is because I feel like Alex Jones can infect people with his anger, and I'm concerned. I mean, I care about you, Johnny Ray, and you're not you don't seem like an angry kind of guy, and I don't want to see you become an angry kind of guy, and I'm concerned that Alex Jones does that to people. Maybe you would be immune from his anger, but I feel like it's very catchy. You know, when you spend 4 hours a day, which is how many hours Alex Jones broadcasts.
Well, you point out a lot of things that are upsetting. We do here on Free Talk Live, too. And people will tell us that it's hard, that over time it's hard to listen to the show. I just hear so much bad news, things like that. And I get it. We try to talk about uplifting things here. And I've had to find ways to find more hope in my life. Frankly, the very best one when it comes to finding hope around liberty is moving for the Free State Project. I can tell you, I was without hope in Florida, and it was very upsetting. But, I understand where people are coming from on that. I can't imagine it's much worse for Alex Jones.
Okay, but I see what you're saying, that people have criticized us in the past for talking about some bad news. And, yeah, we've certainly done that. We're a talk radio show, and most people want to hear things about what's going on in the world, and unfortunately a lot of that's bad. But the other night we did do the 10 things or 11
sure
things that successful people
do
in the morning.
I understand the criticism.
When
we try to address it.
The criticism's different. My criticism is different. I'm not saying that Alex Jones talks about bad news. He does that. I mean, everybody does that. But he's angry about it all. It's the attitude that comes off. Like, if we talk about something that's bad news, we're not angry necessarily about it. I mean, we may have some feelings, but ultimately, the general message, I think, of Free Talk Live is that peace is the answer and that, love is something that people should focus on and, stopping aggressing against peaceful people. We have a very peace-oriented show, I think, on this program. I was talking with one of our program director friends about it the other night, how when I was at the Talk Rumble, poll this year in New York City up against other talk show hosts from the left and the right. I'm sitting up there. I'm the only advocate of peace on the stage. They were all advocating for throwing business owners in jail who don't jump through whatever immigration hoops the government puts up. I'm the only one there, even amongst so-called lefties. These guys who support immigration control just as much as the righties do. And so anyway, I feel like anger is the primary issue with listening to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm concerned.
Well, an angry Johnny Ray could be a powerful force for evil in the world.
Which is what I don't want to see happen.
It should be as beautiful as the morning and the night. All shall love me.
How many shows have you listened to of Alex Jones?
I've listened to 20 minutes of one show.
Oh, okay. All right, you probably are.
Well, you're pretty much converted at this point. There's no hope for him. He's gone.
I'm just saying, caution, beware. I don't think it's healthy. I mean, the guy's doing something right for him. He's making a boatload of money. His videos are incredibly popular. He sells many, many copies of them. Makes, I think, hundreds of thousands of dollars on each video that he releases. Who knows how much money he's selling his advertisements for on his radio program. I'm not knocking the guy's success. I've enjoyed my conversations that I've had with him on the air. I'm glad that he had us on to talk about immigration once on his show. That was cool. I just feel like the guy's angry, and I think I said something to him about that when we were on the air with him. I'm not going to not come out with how I feel about him, and maybe it's because he feels hopeless. After all, the message on his program is essentially that the world is controlled by, you know, this group of global elites, and they have the plan.
Bad people.
They have a plan to wipe out 80% of the world's population. That's a pretty downer message there. You know, there's going to be drones in the skies and et cetera.
His message is one that we are going to fight these people and we will win. I personally just don't want to fight. I'm done fighting. I just don't like to use even that terminology.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't mind standing for something. Fighting for it, I'm not ready to do.
But there was a time in your life when you were thinking about, you know, taking them out before they can take you out, right? I know I did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get angry. One gets angry. One's worldview gets, you know, with the exposure to enough news stories, one's worldview gets ripped out and turned around. And what does somebody do in that circumstance?
Sure. And so the last thing you need is somebody stoking that anger, is somebody giving you even more reasons to be angry, is someone being angry for 4 hours a day. And there's no doubt that what you experience, the people that you surround yourself with, the media that you consume to some extent is part of you. And that's my biggest concern with beyond the fact that there's a lot of conspiracy theorizing and that can lead you down the conspiracy rabbit hole, which I think is also a dangerous place to be. I think the primary critique I have is the anger. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Hey, let's get back to your thoughts over at Facebook. I had asked the question previously, are the conspiracies true about Alex Jones? Is he controlled opposition, as some suggest? Some suggest that Alex is part of the conspiracy.
I think it's ludicrous.
Is his message designed to distract people from the real issues of maybe liberty and instead distract them with conspiracy theories? Corey Moore says no. He's just a loudmouth who gets it right sometimes. Rocky Eads says, couldn't really care less about Alex Jones, but when he disrupted the pro-gun rally in Austin, if I recall correctly, a couple of years ago, he lost any credibility he had with me, which admittedly was already not much by that point. Steve Podkowski says, either that or he's a well-meaning idiot. Does he ever take the time to reflect on how he may make the people that he's trying to influence feel? His energy is abrasive and hateful. I once heard him rant about the gay agenda. That was it for me. Michael Clutch Cordello.
You notice how a lot of these people have listened, and they, I think that there's something to get out of the show. But I think that prolonged anger is, is damaging to one's psyche.
Michael Clutch Cordello says Alex Jones is Bill Hicks, tinfoil hat. Do you get that one? It's a joke.
Bill Hicks is the smoking comedian.
He died, though, back in the 1990s.
It wasn't because aliens came through his head when he wasn't wearing his tinfoil hat, was it?
I think he's suggesting that's a conspiracy, that Alex Jones is actually Bill Hicks, still alive, gone on to be a talk show host masquerading as someone called Alex Jones.
All right.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line. Brandon Durham says Jones is just insane. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may take control of the airwaves and do a toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Lots of talk tonight about the Alex Jones, Piers Morgan debate. Still have some more opinions that folks have shared with us on Facebook about, you know, whether or not this thing was any, you know, was it any help to the gun freedom movement? A lot of variety of opinions we'll share with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the number. Mark, you mentioned the Free State Project because we were talking about the anger that Alex Jones is kind of known for. And, you know, the message is very depressing. The message of, you know, you're going to be killed by the New World Order, the global elites. And, you know, he really does believe that they are going to exterminate 80% of the population. And, of course, he, you know, cites things like some book of some global elite guy, and that where they apparently do actually talk about things like that. But, you know, it's a real downer of a viewpoint. And it can be a bummer if you, you know, you feel alone out there. You feel like, you know, you believe in freedom, for instance, but nobody else does around you. And it can make you crazy when you feel like you're the only person who believes in liberty. I'm not saying Alex Jones is a liberty guy. He's purported to be one, but I don't
think he's pretty close.
I don't. Yeah, well, he's got some learning to do on some issues, but he's right probably more often than the average talk show host is. I would
as far as
on freedom,
you know, as far as on freedom issues, I don't know what I don't know whether you know, North Vietnamese submarine sunk the that oil derrick out in the Gulf Coast to cause that you know, big problem. you know, last year or whatever. I don't know. I mean, how would I ever know?
But if you're bummed out about the future, if you're bummed out about the status of freedom, then there is a solution.
It's the Free State Project. You can go, and this is the one, you know, as far as the Free State Project goes, I don't know what the best, you know, solution is for liberty in our lifetimes, but I will say that what has changed for me is that I felt a high level of desperation surrounding the, you know, the disposition of liberty when I lived in Florida. I just couldn't see how one would affect change in any kind of way. And I wanted that for myself. The Free State Project moving here really allows me to see that these things are possible. And, you know, maybe I don't know about our lifetime, but it's possible. And, you know, maybe you'll feel the same way if you move to the Free State Project. Here's a way to find out. Go to the Liberty Forum. At the Liberty Forum, we'll have all kinds of speakers. You'll be able to mingle with other folks, speakers like Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker, Declan McCullough, Tom Woods. Is all you have to do, and it's from, let's see, February the 21st through the 24th. Just go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get signed up. Tickets are, you know, a very low cost, and you'll have a great time. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Who was that girl? You know the one I'm talking about, that girl. Who
Kyra
is that?
Or Kira Pykoff. She is the daughter of Leonard Pykoff, I believe.
I thought it was Pykoff.
Pykoff?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Pykoff.
Sorry, Kira, Kyra.
Pykoff and drop off.
Maybe we'll have her on Free Talk Live. We do tend to have a lot of the guests of the Liberty Forum on our show. We do broadcast live every evening from the Liberty Forum, which means we miss the keynote addresses, but we also, you know, that's how it is.
I'll get to it.
And what's her bona fides? I must know.
What is she known for?
Yes.
She's an author. The author of Living Proof, her debut novel, the story inspired by her experience reporting from the White House in the summer of 2006. However, what she'll be talking about, I have no idea. So you'll have to come to the Liberty Forum to find that out. Pretty lady, though. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Go to John, listening in Texas, to LRN.FM. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. It's John Bush. How are y'all doing?
John Bush,
hey.
From Rise Up Radio.
That's right.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to call in about the Jones-Morgan debate. I think it was an opportunity to really push the message about you know, our right to self-determination and preservation of life. But Jones seemed to just ramble off in an incoherent and irrational manner, not very much like an adult, not even engaging in any rational form of discourse. And I think they brought him there for that purpose. And it's unfortunate, but it's not surprising. But I do think it's surprising how so many of his supporters are saying that it was a big win for him and for the message and for the movement. That's what puzzles me.
Yeah, I was puzzled.
Well, that's what supporters do.
Well, I've
they say, great job, Alex.
I did not listen to it. I knew it wasn't, for me.
Didn't do it live, you mean?
I didn't listen to it live. I was just not going to do it. I wasn't willing to do it. I knew it was coming on. I'm like, I can't handle it. And, but I was getting these kind of reports through Facebook at the time, and I was getting these sort of mixed reviews. Some people were saying, oh, this is a disaster, and other people are saying things like, I can't believe it, Alex is knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely mixed reviews, and they're pretty polarized. I was turned on to Alex Jones back in 2002, watching him on cable access here in Austin. And there was a point in my life where I listened to him every single day in the headphones walking around Texas State University campus down in San Marcos. But I think it's just kind of a static message that doesn't allow any further advancement further than the idea that let's just restore the republic and everything will be fine and kosher. And it is based on a lot of fear, reactionary thinking. And I think there's definitely a lot more to the message of a genuinely stateless society than what he's pushing.
Yeah, I mean, you used to listen to the guy a lot. You live down in the Austin area, and that's where he's based out of. I mean, do you feel like it's accurate to say that he is a liberty-oriented guy? Because that's not the impression I get.
I think he embodies the patriot movement more that feels that are more focused on Second Amendment, restoring the Republic, Bill of Rights. The idea, as you said before, if we get our guys in a position of power and if we reduce government back to the level of 1789, then everything's going to be fine. And, of course, that begs the question, who's to say we're not just going to return exactly where we are at even faster rate?
Because the argument, Lysander Spooner's argument is the Constitution was either powerless to prevent this government rising up or absolutely authorized it. It's one or the other. So what could...
Yeah, for sure. And he's tiptoeing on a lot of nasty and... violent rhetoric these days, and what I hope won't happen is that he ends up leading some sort of second or third American Revolution, because there's a lot of people that are ardent followers that Catherine Blash myself found out after the gun show incident, when even more people were still apologetic for everything that happened that day.
I don't know about this gun show incident. I'm sorry. You'll have to tell me about that.
Well, back in 2010, the ATF and Austin Police Department were working together to put pressure on a gun show, longest-running gun show in Texas, that was using an HEB facility. And Texans for Accountable Government, an organization helped to found, we organized a protest on the Austin Police Department headquarters, and we put press releases out, spoke with all the local media. We were getting really great coverage. The protest was set to start at 5. We sent a press release to Alex Jones and InfoWars. He covered it on his show that day, invited people to come, said that he was going to come, so we thought this was going to be exciting. But what ended up happening was he showed up, and we were in the middle of our little program. We had about 5 speakers, including the owner of the gun show and some attorneys and some activists. And he bullhorned over the whole show, bullhorned straight to the media, who was covering us live, getting all of our cogent talking points, and then proceeded to essentially split the rally in two, bullhorning over everybody. Then he proceeds to call the head of the Texas Libertarian Party at the time a gay attorney. Catherine Blash confronts him on him speaking over everybody. He says, "You got a hard on for me, lady. You're working with the Democratic Party."
John Bush, stand by. We'll bring you back here in moments. John Bush, we'll talk to you. Continue in moments. Free Talk Live.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. And you can join us, as I said, at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006. They're all completely free. You just click and download, and they're yours. There's no logging in or membership fees or anything like that. They're just right there, the last 7 days' worth, right at the top of the website. Click into the archive section to go back for years' worth. And then also you can visit our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already over at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there. The SoundCloud link gives you access to all the archives, plus Edgington Post episodes, which is the interview series that you perform on a fairly regular basis, Mark.
Yeah.
Folks can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy as many archives as you like.
We talk about Bitcoins a lot. I want to tell you what they are real quick. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency for the Internet. It's like cash for the Internet. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money without having to pay any fees. You have complete control of your account. And I think that these two things really allow people to do business on the Internet in a way they totally haven't been able to do before. I think that Bitcoins they're the invention of the decade, and maybe even more than that. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than 1 million locations around the world in 30 countries, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. They have many different options, and where your account is, and how to make the deposit. It's just that easy. BitInstant.com.
Back to the phones and the fun. John Bush on the line, the host of Rise Up Radio, which is relaunching on Monday, bright and early. You're going to be doing a morning show 7 to 8, 5 days a week. That's 7 to 8 Central Time, 5 days a week, and you're launching it on LRN.FM. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's right. Really excited to be a part of LRN.FM. You guys got a really nice outfit going on up there. Yeah, show will be bright and early every morning, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, right there before Declare Your Independence, and hope to bring the news, views, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and sustainable life.
Let's continue awesome. What you were telling us a moment ago, though. You were saying back in 2010, Texans for Accountable Government, a group that you were involved in heavily, one of the founders, I believe, you were involved in some kind of a pro-gun event, and Alex Jones said he was going to show up, which, you know, that sounded good on its face, that it was going to get publicity, but then he basically tried to co-opt the event with a megaphone and kind of, you were saying, split the event up.
Yeah, and it was pretty controversial whenever it happened. There's still people today on Facebook that are bringing that up as this new controversy after the Piers Morgan debate sparks on. And there's video that people could see. Just Google Alex Jones, Catherine Bleich, or Alex Jones, John Bush. But, yeah, essentially, we were excited, and the plan was to approach him immediately as he showed up and said, Jones, do you want the first speaking slot or the last speaking slot? We'll give you the speaking slot. Thanks for pumping it on your show. And all these people showed up, you know. But instead, what happened is he immediately started bullhorning the media that was parked across the street about to broadcast live, and then he continued to bullhorn over our speakers. Of course, he had a bigger bullhorn than us. So we decided we're just going to move to the other side of the APD headquarters there in the front, and he proceeded to follow us because the media followed us. They were there based on our press release, and they actually gave us pretty fair coverage until the bullhorn started blaring. Then he proceeded to mouth off to several activists that were there and got in a pretty nasty confrontation with Catherine Bleich, who was attempting to ask him why he felt it necessary to speak over the whole thing. Then ended up getting really nasty. And then the next day on his show, he inferred that those people that were challenging him were COINTELPRO and all sorts of nasty stuff. So people say, you know, he asked if it's controlled opposition. I'd like to think that that's very unlikely that it's controlled opposition, and I think it's more someone who perhaps thinks that his ego is more important than what these other people are doing, and he's willing to trample on what some activists are doing there. I think he was there to film for his new Police State 3 or 4 that was coming on, because he had makeup and his full suit and his film crew there. And, yeah, it was an unfortunate event, but I wasn't surprised at the time. Even still, and I think it's important why people that are big followers of Alex Jones, it's important that we don't, look up to leaders and believe that they're infallible, and rather than look up towards leaders, even on Free Talk Live or InfoWars or Ron Paul, it's important to look in the mirror, because then you can't get burnt when people do something stupid.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you, and appreciate the call.
Yeah, and I'd like to jump in here for a second.
Sure.
I asked you and Sam and Mark earlier to tell me who the global elite were specifically.
Yeah.
Sam started to tell us. He was talking about his family and how his family had different groups that were fighting each other for access to different things, attention and food and such. So we left Sam, though. We didn't. He didn't finish his answer, but he gave it to me later. I'm going to give it to you now. From Sam Dodson, quote, to answer your question, the criminal gangs operating within government are at one level. The prostitutes in the mainstream media at another. The corporate officers are part of the minions at another level. The people behind the Federal Reserve are certainly at a higher level. I think the top of the pyramid is a group of ETs. Why are you laughing?
Are we certain that what he means is extraterrestrials there?
Yeah.
That's
what he means.
Well, I don't know. This is something that's going to have to be proven to me.
I don't think there's any proof for that.
You're going to have to drag out the little alien body with the long neck. I need to see it.
I don't know what else to say to that.
You're just a mocker and a scoffer. You've got nothing. You got nothing.
I like Sam. You know, I considered him like a brother to me, you know, when he was
while here.
Living
you can't
up
be
here.
A brother while he, when he moves away?
Well, he's like a lost brother at this
what
point.
What the hell does that mean?
And, you know, I don't know. I think it's preposterous. There's no evidence for it. It's just a theory, right?
That's a theory. He said, I think.
Extraterrestrials are shape-shifting to well, humanoid
what do you do with
form.
Shape-shifting extraterrestrials? How do I prove right. that one?
The claim is some people have seen it happen. That's like the best, as I understand it, the best claim that there is.
I understand there might be like special kind of sunglasses that are out there that Roddy Piper,
like in They Live?
That Roddy Piper has.
Was that showing extraterrestrials in that movie? I forget.
I don't recall, no.
It's been too long.
No, right? I think so, though. I think they were extraterrestrials.
You might be right about that. Zach is on the line. Did you want us to answer that? Because the only answer I have for you in the global elite question is the Bilderbergers.
I don't know what even it means.
It's a club where people hang out.
Well, yes, I know what a Bilderberger is.
The elites hang out
I'm answering
out
the question.
Okay.
I think that there are probably global. There are certainly wealthy people. There are certainly people that want to control us. There are certainly some wealthy people that want to control us. But I would suspect, and some of them get together and talk to others because you generally move inside your peer group. I got all that, and I agree with that. However, I would suggest that there's probably these people from all over the world of different ethnicities, and they probably don't necessarily get along, that there's actually competitive groups of global elites out there, and they have different agendas, and I tend to not think that you can point out some particular family from back 300 or 400 years ago, or the Templar Knights, or whatever organization it is that you want to pick out. I tend to think that if you think that that's them, it isn't.
I'm with you, Mark.
Yeah, I like Mark's answer. Let's go to Zach, listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Hey, Zach.
Hello. Just to clarify, in They Live, which is just by coincidence one of Alex Jones' favorite movies, they are free enterprisers. They are aliens from another dimension. I just watched you again. It's on Google Video.
Great, thank you for that.
Does Alex Jones claim that the global elite is aliens?
No, he does not. What the whole reptiloid thing comes from is David Icke.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's worth listening to, but Alex Jones has stated that he agrees with pretty much 90% of what David Icke talks about, because David Icke also talks about, you know, surveillance, government tracking, you know, an elite. There really is an elite that has existed for a long time, you know, snowballing their wealth down.
Zach, stand by. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you get your call in right now. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. That means you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. The overarching topic tonight has been the gun control debate and the what was marketed as a interview between Piers Morgan and Alex Jones. It ended up turning into an Alex Jones rant, which is pretty much what everyone expected, right? Because that's what you expect from Alex Jones. He does tirades. And as I was saying previously, he'll give you a tirade if you're just on the phone with a guy and no one's listening. So it's not like he's putting on an act. I think he really is sincere in his beliefs. I don't know if I believe the conspiracy theorists that, you know, he's some kind of controlled opposition and all that. But I think that ultimately his show does... I don't know if it does more damage than it does good. I don't know. I'm not going to make a value judgment on that because I know that there are people that come into the Liberty Movement through the Alex Jones show.
I'm absolutely going to. I'm going to unequivocally say I believe that his show does more good than it does damage. I just think that you know, that people enter the Liberty Movement in different ways. I think that prolonged anger, and it seems like Alex has got that. Prolonged anger is bad for anyone, and I worry about Alex and his health, and I also worry about people that listen to him for years. You know, maybe they're going to graduate to some other show. And
that happens. People move on.
You know, move on to something else or whatever. But I think that anger is a way to wake people up.
I came to Free Talk Live from Dan Carlin.
Okay.
Started out listening to Dan Carlin, came to Free Talk Live, so yeah, people move on.
Yeah, some people come to our show, they leave, they find something else that they like, and sometimes they come back. But anyway, we've been discussing the interview with Piers Morgan. Zach is on the line with us in New York, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Zach, continue with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I think to understand the interview, first of all, it should be understood that Alex Jones has absolutely no respect for Piers Morgan as a person, as a journalist. He doesn't have any respect for CNN, as he explained that he is a hatchet man for the New World Order, in the sense that, you know, CNN is, you know, if you look at Ted Turner, he is probably the guy who paid for the Georgia Guidestones to be put in. But he understands the mentality and the philosophy of people. So he wasn't really willing to make nice an interview and listen to you know, what are essentially biased set of questions. Like, Piers Morgan is a, there's not going to be any real debate there.
I get where you're coming from, Zach. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Joe's in Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what I want to talk to you about is I feel that the technology that we have today is one of our biggest problems.
Oh, boy.
Because, like, everything else, no, listen to me for a minute. You know, some things are not made for all humans to have. You understand? In the old days, when I say old days, I'm only 55. If your house was going to be robbed or they wanted to rob your bank account, they had to break in your house, take your file cabinet. The spies had to come in with the little cameras for government buildings and take little pictures and stuff. Today, all you got to do is lose your phone or your little laptop, and they got you. And there's no warnings on none of these things today. All it says is don't drop in water because it can break.
What do you mean they got you? I mean, if you,
I mean, the people.
Your
I mean,
bank
it's
website,
so easy.
It's probably not a good idea to save your password to your bank website, but, you know, your browser doesn't automatically save that.
It's so easy to get the information, and the point I'm trying to make is that it's sad to say that information is a very good thing, but some people can't handle too much information. For instance, when we developed the atom bomb, we tested it, we knew exactly what it was going to do,
and what the outcome was going to be.
But with the computer and all this technology, it's man-made like everything else, the A-bomb and everything, but we have no idea where we're going to wind up at with this technology.
Would you describe yourself as a Luddite?
No, I describe myself as looking around and being 55 years old and realizing that some people, even though they live 50, 60 years, can't handle a computer. The curiosity is just as an 8-year-old.
Are you saying you can handle it, but other people can't?
Oh, no, I'm not on it. Believe it or not, I don't even go on the computer. I make my wife do Facebook and stuff. For the simple reason, I know where you are. For the simple reason, I know myself, and I know where I would be on there. My mind
is
different than I would have the FBI tapping my phone and, you know, just talking to a friend of mine about the old days. They would be sitting there thinking I'm some type of, you know, Scarface or something. You know,
so you were a drug dealer back in the day?
No. See, now you're putting words in my mouth. I'm just saying that today, people are so hooked on security of buying this camera. I can turn my lights on from 1,000 miles away. I can look at my kids from 100 miles away. And so can everybody else if they know what they're doing on this little box. I think we were more safer when we had keys to turn in the door and we know who people were. And as far as the guy saying that it's a group of people and who are they, I can tell you who they are.
Should the internet be shut down?
It should not be shut down. I think it should be much more expensive. Every 8-year-old kid can go out and buy one. Certain things.
The internet? The 8-year-old kids are buying the internet?
No, not the internet. Anybody now, $200, $400 is nothing today.
So raise the price of technology. So you're saying raise the price of technology so only wealthy people can access it.
No, not wealthy people. People that got some type of sense that you're not going to have a criminal who's sitting in jail for rape or murder having access to it.
Man, I wish I could have gotten online in jail. That'd be sweet.
Let me ask you this. They talk about the Jasmine. Was it the Jasmine Revolution in Egypt, where maybe it wasn't that. Anyway, the revolution in Egypt they called the Twitter Revolution because people used technology in order to empower themselves. And, you know, whatever you have to say about what happened after that, they certainly did bring down one of the oldest reigning dictators in the world. Don't you think that that's a good benefit of technology?
Oh, that was a fantastic thing, but there's more bad. Don't get me wrong. Technology is great. I mean, for health-wise and breakthroughs and researches. But what I'm trying to say is that the technology has gotten ahead of us. We have not caught up with our minds have not caught up with the technology. And there's going to be much more people whose minds will never catch up with the technology and be using it in such a wrong way that there won't be problems. The thing is, we're laying down laws as the laws are being broken. When this country was founded, they laid down a sheet of paper with laws and everything to follow by. With this technology, we're laying them down as they happen.
You know, Joe, I have to say, you are an opinionated guy, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that you're an opinionated guy, but I really want to know what do you want to see. I mean, so you want to raise the price of computers. And what else do you want to see happen with technology? I mean, you've got some real concerns.
I want to see, all I did, it's been going like this. The slave days didn't change. All it changed was the color of the skin, and now they get paid in money, what they call money, instead of being beaten to death to do the work. People think that if we didn't have the immigrants here to pick the tomatoes and stuff, there would be $20 a pound. Bull. If they close down
the
union...
No, actually, they'll rot on the vine. They'll rot on the vine if you don't have immigrants to pick them.
That's what the government has made us think.
No, that's reality. That's reality, Joe.
They killed the unions in the 80s. Okay?
Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I realize you don't want to have a conversation about it. But it's reality. There was a situation in Georgia where they...
In Alabama.
And they cracked down on immigration. They kind of copied the Arizona immigration laws and made them worse over there, as I understand it. Cracked down on immigrants. The immigrants saw the laws coming. They said, we're out of here. We're not going to wait for this
thing. There are other states to go stay in.
We're not going to wait for this law to pass. So before the law even came into effect, they were gone. And so they needed to something needed to happen because the farms aren't able to just pick up and move. So the farmers like, what do? We need people to come pick these fruits and veggies.
Georgia legislature decided that they would use ex-convicts, people out on probation, probationers.
Yeah, because no one was coming to take these jobs that are supposedly the supposed Americans would just line up for if it weren't for those darned immigrants
this
here.
This is at the height of the recession too. It's
when people supposedly needed jobs.
It bears pointing out.
And so they told these probationers, all right, well, come on out. We're going to put you to work on these farms
and
here.
And if you don't work, you're going back to jail.
And they came out. Most of them walked off the job the first day but before the day was over, and the rest of them didn't show up the next day.
Uh-huh.
So where's all the Americans that wanted to show up and take these great jobs?
Farm work is back-breaking
labor.
Yes, it
is.
Yeah, it's a lot of work and long, 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 long days.
My stepmom was a tobacco farmer for a short period of her life. She said it was nightmarish, the work and how hard it was.
Brutal. And the hours and the hard, back-breaking, brutal labor that you're engaged in. And you don't get paid that much. You're getting paid by the bushel or by the basket or whatever, depending on whatever it is you're picking. And you got to be throwing a lot of bushels in order to be able to make a living at that job. So if it were true that Americans were just pounding it, we're just waiting to get on those farms so we can work hard out in the fields. Well, where were they? Where were they, and why didn't the probationers stick around?
Yeah, you'd think that if you toss another $3 an hour or something at them, they're going to stick around. No, these people were going to go, they're ready to go back to jail rather than do this work.
Yeah, the hell with that. We're out of time tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Source, open the borders, let people come here who want to make a better life for themselves, and you'll have all the jobs filled that need to be filled, and then more will be created because they'll help boost the economy. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326 or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.